Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today on our program, we have a special guest that have been here many times before, Joe Hostetler, who is Assistant State Director, my partner in ministry, and also who oversees a ministry here in Central Illinois. So, Jill, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Katrina.
You know, it's just amazing that, can you believe it's almost the summer is over? I mean, it just feels like we just got started, and now we're just a couple weeks away, and the summer is going to get wrapped up. I just can't believe how fast it's gone by. And now I was thinking about the team that God has given us, the summer missionaries that God has blessed us with this summer. Can you tell us about what God did in the summer missionaries that He gave us in teaching five-day clubs?
Absolutely. So we always begin praying, you know, months ahead of time that God would provide the team that He wants for each summer. It's a big job that they have to do. And so this summer was a little bit unique. Traditionally, we just have high school and college age students that are summer missionaries. But this summer, God brought us a lot of adults. So we actually have only one high school student and the rest are adults. But you wouldn't know it by the way that they teach. They were so enthusiastic and energetic, and just their spiritual maturity that I think they brought to the team was really great to see. And they were just really a unique group, but full of so many talents and gifts. And we were so thankful that they chose to use them to serve in our ministry this summer and reach boys and girls for Christ.
So tell us, who are our summer missionaries that serve with the state office?
So we have one staff person, Jessie. She always teaches every summer. It's one of the things she loves. So she was serving with us. And then we had a lady named BC, and she was from Nigeria. And so she was familiar with children's ministry and even with CEF. And so she had contacted us and was interested in helping. And so she was part of our team. And then we also had Sasha, who really desires to be in full-time ministry and serve the Lord and reach children for Christ. And so she came on staff, and we would love to see her. Well, she came to serve for the summer and love to see her in a staff position down the road in the future. And then we also had Lydia. This is her second year. She came and served, and she's our high school student. And so she just does a fantastic job. And then we also have Rebecca, and this is like her fourth summer. She kind of did 2 years when she was a high schooler, and then took some years off and then came back. And so she has done a fantastic job as well teaching.
So does it stretch you a little bit having, you know, more the adult flavor of a summer missionary team versus the, you know, teenage high school student flavor? Is there a difference?
Actually, I found that it's a little bit easier. You know, of course, we had plenty of drivers, so which was nice for logistics. But I found that there wasn't, you know, a lot of issues interpersonally. I think they were more apt to communicate well with one another and to work together as a team. So beforehand, I was a little apprehensive, thinking, oh, I wonder how they're going to work together, because they team teach in groups of two or three. And but there were really no bumps whatsoever. I was just so impressed with the way that they worked together with one common goal, you know, to teach the boys and girls.
Oh, that's awesome. And they're all fired up about the gospel. So that's just really
exciting. Absolutely.
And teaching God's word. So give us an idea. And what all did they do? Where did they go? And, you know, what was their ministry like, or the children that they reach? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So they teach 3 5-day clubs a day. For 5 days, they're in the same locations. And so it's a 1.5-hour club that they go to. And the beginning, the first 15 minutes has like high octane games, really fun games, you know, get the kids' energy out. Then they have an hour long teaching time, which is kind of like it includes a lot of different aspects. It has a Bible lesson, a memory verse, plenty of songs, missionary story, and missionary emphasis, and then also review game. So, and then the last 15 minutes is the snack. and or just hangout time where they get to talk a little bit more with the kids. And so it's an hour and a half packed full. And so they just go from one location to the other, and they start in the morning. Usually we have like a 10 o'clock club, and then they might come back for lunch if possible, or eat their lunch on the road. And then they have a 1 o'clock and then a 3:30 club. And a lot of times, at least this summer, we've had evening clubs as well. Mm-hmm. So we might not do a morning club if we have an evening club. So I try to schedule it where they're not, you know, starting at 9 a.m. and ending at 9 p.m. But they serve really diligently and mm-hmm. take everything with them. And so they've had locations in parks this summer. And so they've had them in backyards, in homes. And so they've just really been able, the way that the 5-day club is designed, it's really flexible, portable, so that, you know, if you need to move a little bit due to, you know, rain or have a rain location. And so it's really gone well this summer. We've gone to many different places. I was just looking through all the different clubs we've had, and we've had clubs in Peoria, we've had them in Washington, we've had them in Bloomington and Eureka, we've had some in Bartonville, we have some coming up too in Bartonville, we even had clubs in Lincoln, and then we also sent a team to Western Illinois, and for a week they just served in Western Illinois and were able to stay with a host family and serve there. So we've had 27 clubs. I think we'll end up next week is our last week, so it'll end up about 30 clubs. But we've reached 390 children, and 32 of those have made professions of faith.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't even include the Vacation Bible Camp that we had at the beginning of the summer, where we reached another 91 kids from Washburn and Eureka. So that's really cool. So, you know, I'd just love to hear stories from the field. Do you have any that just stand out to you? I know that you've kind of been more, you know, not on the field, but, you know, sending the missionaries out, you know, mm-hmm. like, but have you heard anything, or what stands out to you, like, as a takeaway for the summer?
Yeah. Well, one is, you know, our office is in a residential area, so we're always wanting to reach out to the children in our area. And I had noticed some new kids that started to come. We have a water cooler in our office, which actually has been a great way to reach out to the kids, because they always come for a nice cold drink and they enjoy our air conditioning.
I call that my gospel well from John chapter 4, but yeah, go
That's ahead. Right. That's right. So I had noticed some new kids coming. And so we had our very first week, we had a cancellation in a 1 o'clock club. And so I quickly just said, oh, let's just go ahead and have one at the office now. And we were able to invite the kids to come. And many of the kids that came, you know, were new to the neighborhood. And so they were able to come and hear the gospel. And two of those children prayed to receive Christ.
Mm,
and
awesome.
It's such a great thing, because we know we can continue to follow up with those children. And, you know, we're hoping to do more ministry, party clubs, and maybe something year round for them. So that was really exciting. And then another club that has been going on for many years, probably about 5 years now, she has just been faithful to invite the kids in her neighborhood, and she has tons, and a lot of them are churched, but some families come that are unchurched. And so every year, just by her faithful witness and just faithfully asking those kids, usually she has children who come and they hear the gospel and they make professions of faith. And she had three children this year
awesome.
Who made professions of faith. So to me, that really stands out, just her faithfulness, that every year she opens up her home and does this 5-day club. And then she tells me, although I guess I go to church with her, and she always says, the kids are asking already, when are you going to have a 5-day club? So they come to her house, you know, and ask her, when are you going to have it? When are you going to have it? All throughout the year. So that's exciting.
May have to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
So now that the summer is wrapping up, and, you know, so we're transitioning now into the fall. So do you just kick back and just rest, take a break, or did you, what's your next ministry that's coming up?
Yeah, we are already beginning to prepare for our fall ministry. So one kind of flows right into the other. And I really enjoy the time of preparation. It's a different kind of season, but we are looking forward to our teacher training, Our Good News Club ministry begins in the fall, usually in September, October. That's when our Good News Clubs begin, our weekly after-school Bible clubs. And so we begin teacher training, and that's coming up soon.
You know, we're doing something that we haven't done for a long time. It's called Teaching Children Effectively. And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but can you just share with us, what is TCE Level 1 and who's it for and who should take this course?
Right. Well, TCE is a great course. When I first entered the ministry of CEF, it was the first really training I attended, one of the first. And it is a fantastic course. It's a 30-hour course, accredited course. So it's intense. It's our highest level of training, but it's really designed to offer a fresh approach to evangelizing and teaching children. Mm-hmm. So no matter if you've taught for many, many years or you're just beginning, it is a fantastic course to take. And it really, some of our objectives are for the person to have an increased knowledge about the spiritual needs of children, that you would learn more effective methods of evangelism, that you would get basic skills for organizing and conducting productive children's Bible classes, and then just give you practical ideas which make learning more enjoyable for boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with you. And actually what I also love about the course too is that it teaches them to not depend on curriculum, mm-hmm. as wonderful as curriculum is, but to go right straight to God's Word, how to take any passage in the Bible that has an evangelistic flow to it and how to bring out those gospel nuggets so that they are writing their own Bible lessons based on the principles that we share with them and how to make that Bible story, not a Bible story, but a Bible lesson for the unsaved and saved
child. Exactly.
Well, so if a person wants to sign up for that course or if they want to register, how do they do that?
Well, they can call our CEF office at 688-9699. You can email me at cefofcentral@sbcglobal.net, or you can just go on our website at cefofillinois.com, and you can see the information needed to sign up. So we send you a registration form, and then you can register that way.
Right, and then also for people that are out of the area, that's 309, area code 688-9699. So TC Level 1 is getting ready to start here in September. I think mm-hmm. it starts September 15th and 16th. Yes. It starts on a Friday, Saturday, and I think it goes for four Tuesdays in a row immediately following that, and then it ends October 13th and 14th. So it's a weekend, Friday, Saturday, and then Tuesday, and then Friday and Saturday. So is there other trainings that people can do, maybe if they don't want the whole enchilada, but they want something a little bit, you know, not quite as intense, but...
Yes, we have curriculum trainings, which are designed to help people to use our curriculum more effectively. We have startup trainings for people who are interested in starting a Good News Club mm-hmm. in a school. And then we also have party club training. So around Christmas time or Thanksgiving, Easter, we have special lessons to help use that holiday time to reach children with the gospel.
And I know you're really excited because you're getting ready for a curriculum training that you don't have to be teaching a Good News Club that anyone can use in their church. It's called God, Our Creator and Savior, or what's
God, it? Our Creator King.
I was close. Okay, God, yes. Our Creator King, and that's coming up when?
Yes, that is coming up Saturday, August 19th from 9 to 11:30 a.m.
Awesome. So again, people can contact you mm-hmm. By calling that 309-688-9699. Well, Jill, thank you for all that you do. You've had an incredible busy summer and also what the Lord has in store for you and for all of us in the ministry going forward this fall. And thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we do hope that you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.